San Mateo West Town.
Yeah, let me talk to the manager over there.
You got it.
This manager?
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, I bought some damn boots over there, and some bitches got a little bit damp, and they folded up, looks like damn dogs been eating on them.
What kind of boots are they?
They're supposed to be damn good.
Where did you buy them?
I bought them over at your damn store, Tom McKinn's.
When did you buy them?
Here a while back, that's when.
Well, yeah, you gotta be more specific than that.
Well, I was wanting to do was to get this thing settled and have him give me some new ones.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd they get wet?
Under damn water, of course. I might have to have some new boots out of it, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Uh-huh.
Or somebody will get their damn ass whooped over.
Well, I tell you, what we normally do is the customer, when they have a complaint, they bring the shoes to the store. And we look at the shoe, and then we give them another pair of shoes. We're not used to having people calling up and threatening us. We used to have the customer come in here and bring the shoes in, and we look at them, and then we make the adjustments.
Well, I don't give a damn. You're going to have to change, or somebody's ass going to get whooped. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I'm tired of talking to chicken shit bastards. If somebody sells a pair of shoes, he ought to back them up. Boy, I'd be
back them up for all the way, bud. Bring them in here.
You gonna give me some damn new ones?
Well, they say if the shoes are torn up, sure we will.
Well, I'll tell you, well, they're tore up. Ain't no doubt about that. I've bought shoes long enough to know when the shoes tore up. And,
well, we'll be happy to make them good.
Well, I live all the way on the other side of that. Knoxville, Maynardville. I can't be running in there for this, that, or the other. Seemed to me like it wouldn't be too damn much trouble for you to mail me a set.
No, sir, we can't do that.
Can't do what?
We can't mail you a set until we have the other pair of boots. You mail us your old boots and we'll mail you a pair.
Well, how long is that going to be? I'm going to be running around here barefooted.
The only thing we can do is you bring the shoes in here, we'll give you another pair.
If I have to come down there, I'm bringing both my boys with me. And then if my boys come, then somebody's ass will be whooped.
Well, what do you expect us to do?
I expect you to stand there and get your ass whooped.
Oh, we can't mail you a pair of shoes.
Why not? You've got postal service over there, ain't you? We got it up here. That's what it's for.
How am I going to get the old shoes back? What's your name and address, sir?
Leroy Mercer. You got that?
Yeah, I've got it. Go ahead.
Route 4, Thompson School Road, Carrington, Tennessee.
Where in Tennessee?
Carrington. I suppose you ain't never heard of that neither.
What's the zip code?
379-21.
Mm-hmm. What's your phone number, sir?
687-4291.
Okay. Now, could you mail us those boots?
Well, I'll mail them when I get my damn new ones. I ain't going to just set them off in the mail there. I'll be sitting here with nothing. You know what I mean.
Well, yeah, that's the only pair of shoes you've got?
Well, it was my best pair. I've got some old boots. I don't like to wear them all that much. Don't give me no damn run around or I'll be down there.
Man, I'm not trying to give you a run around. I'm being as patient as I can be for somebody that's talking to me the way you are, sir.
Well, goddamn, what do you expect?
I'm not sure what to expect.
Good thing. Well?
It's highly, highly unusual just to pay a mail, sir. Of course, you haven't told me what kind of boots they are, what size or anything.
Yeah, well, what's your name?
My name's not important, sir.
Yeah, I'd say that's right. Yes, for mine, seemed like a son of a bitch asked me for
my
name.
Well, if I'm going to mail you a pair of boots, I need to know your name, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay. But you haven't told me the kind of boot it was or the size.
Well, listen, if you're going to get smart about it, I'll come down there now and whoop your ass. It ain't nothing to me to whoop a man's ass. You might have heard of it.
No, sir, I haven't heard of it.
Well, you're going to, my guy. I have to whoop your ass, I know you
will. Well, I don't believe that's necessary at all.
Well, it sounds to me like I'm going to have to.
I'll be happy to give you a pair of shoes if you tell me what kind of mail. I'll mail them today.
They're in boots. It's got them eagles on the side of them.
Sir, I don't carry any boots that have eagles on the side of them. It's a Tommy Ken.
I know that. They've got some kind of little design. It ain't necessarily an eagle. It's wings.
No, sir, I'm afraid not. I don't carry that kind of shoe.
Well, goddamn. You are saying you don't have them?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
You down there in West Town?
That's correct.
Down there in the mall?
That's right, Tommy Ken Shoe Store.
Down there in what you next to? Which stores is around?
Hanover Shoe Store.
Are they a radio store there down?
Yes, sir. That's right. Hanover's has that boot that you're talking about.
They do?
Yes, sir, they sure do.
Well, I'll whoop his damn ass.
I believe that's where you got it. They've got a boot just like that in the window.
Well, I'll tell you what. You take that name and all over and give it to them and have them to mail me some in a 10 and a half.
Right.